This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel. Boston's 13-1 trouncing of the Colorado Rockies in Game 1 of the World Series gave heart to a lot of couch potatoes. They were rooting to win the very furniture they were sitting on. It's far from over. Game 2 is this evening. But if the Red Sox win the World Series, 30,000 people who bought sofas, beds, and tables will get a refund. For member station WBUR, Kurt Nickisch reports.
All the decor in Nate McKinnon's bedroom says Red Sox fan. All the furniture says 25-year-old bachelor on a budget, with one exception.
You got the pillow top.
After years of sleeping on futons and secondhand beds, McKinnon now owns a quality mattress.
Each of the springs is in its own pocket that makes it supposedly so that you don't disturb your sleep partner. I don't have a sleep partner, but if I did, they wouldn't be disturbed. So
McKinnon paid $508 for this Beauty Rest Classic, but if the Boston Red Sox win the Fall Classic, he gets that money back. That's because he bought it back in April as part of a promotion from Jordan's Furniture, a home goods retailer here. On the last possible day, McKinnon bought the mattress. That afternoon, he went to a Red Sox game at Fenway Park. That's when buyer's remorse kicked in.
I felt like a total chump. I'm sitting there, you know, I'm just like, did I just get suckered into something, you know? And then they lose, and I went, oh gosh.
But it's October now, and the Red Sox are playing in the World Series. So the people who feel like chumps are the ones who did not buy during the promotion.
Yay, they go to the World Series. They can win it all. Sweet. I didn't get free furniture.
Outside Fenway Park this week, Red Sox fan Greg DePauly lamented his furniture failing.
I'm so angry about that. My brother got furniture, and he's not even a Sox fan.
It's not fair.
Oh, that just got me really heated.
I wish I had done this. I wish I had come in. You know, that's the way promotions work.
That's Elliot Tadelman, the CEO of Jordan's Furniture. He didn't invent this kind of promotion, but he's loving every minute of it. Because if the Red Sox win, it won't cost him one cursed penny. He bought an insurance policy. Tadelman won't say for how much, but says the promotion brought people into the store and then they bought other things that more than covered the cost.
It is not on everything that everybody buys. It's on the dining room table, not the dining room chairs or the china. So the increased volume that we did gave us the ability to get the insurance and make it work for us and work for our customers.
I thought it was a great idea right from the start.
Andy Aylesworth is a marketing professor at Bentley College.
If the baseball gods shine on us and they actually win, that's icing on the cake for Jordan's. It appears that Jordan's is handing these checks back to people when, in fact, the insurance company is, and they're going to get a lot more great publicity from it.
That is, of course, if the Red Sox win. So at game time, back at his apartment, Nate McKinnon will be wearing his lucky cap, giving his mattress a good pat, and cheering on Boston in the best of seven World Series.
I'm okay with the sweep, you know, because it's that much less stress for me in knowing I'm going to get a free mattress.
That's when this nervous Red Sox fan would finally be able to sleep easy. For NPR News, I'm Kurt Nickisch in Boston.